IGT taps Nick Kinn to head global gaming unit. Multinational gambling tech provider IGT has announced the promotion of Nick Kinn to the role of president, global gaming. Kinn has been an integral executive of the company since 2013 and has held various leadership positions over the past 9 years. Kinn's professional journey began in 1992 at NCR, where he spent 9 years as a director. In 2002, he transitioned to the gaming industry, joining Aristocrat as a managing director and general manager. In August 2008, he was appointed as the supplier's president and CEO, a role he held for nearly 4 years. During this tenure, Kinn also served as a board director for the American Gaming Association from December 2008 to June 2012. After spending 10 years at Aristocrat, Kinn joined IGT in July 2013 as Senior Vice President and Head of Corporate Strategy and Mergers and Acquisitions. In 2015, he was promoted to Chief Operating Officer, his most recent position, before his latest appointment. Quote, Nick is the obvious choice to lead IGT Global Gaming. Under his leadership, IGT is consistently releasing top games and strengthening its performance in every game category. Nick's knowledge, leadership, and passion have earned him the respect of colleagues throughout our industry. Vince Sadusky, IGT CEO. In his new role, Kinn will oversee IGT's global gaming business unit. His scope of leadership will cover several areas, including studios, technology, sales, manufacturing, services and systems, and games and hardware development. He will report directly to CEO Vince Sadusky. IGT to merge with Everi. Kinn becomes IGT's global gaming president at a strategic time for the company as it prepares to merge its businesses with Everi Holdings, Inc. IGT shareholders are expected to hold approximately 54% of the combined business shares, while Everi stockholders will hold the remaining 46%. In its Q4 2023 financial report, IGT estimated that it would generate revenue between $4.3 billion and $4.4 billion in 2024, with an operating margin of around 20%. The merger is expected to drive further growth for the company as it pursues its financial objectives.